I'm so dumb, IQ 21. He tried to make friends, but they call him Ching Chong. He eat the wonton, but he fat like Kim Jong. He's so ugly when he smile, he look like the King Kong. My son useless, can't play ping pong. He tried to get a date with the girl Su Young, but she said hell no, cause he not the handsome. And my son so broke, can't buy the dim sum.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's true. Nobody got time for that. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. It is me. Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Bye-bye. 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 Stu McAllister with me, as always, are the dogs. They got Ween Dog right here on the couch next to me. Sadie Dog is on the other side of Ween Dog. I put her up there. I put a blanket on top of her. Why? She was being a whiny little bitch. And when you put the blanket over her, for whatever reason, she does not become a whiny bitch anymore. No idea where the cats are. Quite possible they're on the fucking porch. It's in the mid to upper 60s right now, which is awesome. If they're not on the porch, they're probably, without a doubt, upstairs shitting on my bed. Oh my God, shitting on my bed. How was your day, everybody? How was your day? Was it good? Was it fun? Was it exciting? Oh my God. Oh my God, Becky, I hope it was. Why? Because today is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Quattro. Hopefully it was a good day at work, good day at school, good day doing whatever the fuck you do. Whatever the fuck you do on a motherfucking Wednesday. If it wasn't, have a beer, go to bed, wake up, and tomorrow is Thursday. Now, I know a lot of you are probably like, oh my God, Stu, what are you doing? Like, what is happening? This is Wednesday. You don't normally do a free podcast on a Wednesday. No, I don't know why I made my listener sound like a total asshole. I apologize for that. But today I would have done a Patreon podcast. But I can't. Why? Because today would have been the 1,000th episode of the Patreon. And I can't do it today. Why? Because I'm doing a live podcast on Saturday. On motherfucking Saturday over at the Knights of Columbus, 1140 Muskegon Avenue Northwest. Come on out. It's a free motherfucking show, everybody. It's a free motherfucking show. And I would like you to come on out. It's to celebrate the 1,000th episode of the Patreon. Now, is that a lot? I guess. Have there been podcasts that have done more? Sure. There have been. I can't lie. But I'll also say most people give up podcasting after 10 episodes. Let's be perfectly honest. You know, and maybe it's you. You know yourself. You've listened to a podcast and that podcast has died after like 10 episodes. Why? Because people are smarter than me. And they're like, oh my God, there's too much effort that goes into this. Why am I not rich and famous? I've podcasted 3 times now. Why haven't I gotten a 1 million downloads? Why aren't people fucking contacting me about advertising opportunities? Because that shit don't exist, motherfucker. That shit don't exist. So this podcast is all about drudgery. It's all about being too dumb to realize that I should just pull the plug. And so that's how I got to 1,000 episodes. And I'm almost at 900 episodes on the free podcast. And to be perfectly fucking honest, it is over 1,000 episodes for the freebie, because when I was originally called Studio 1534, I've done at least 100 of those podcasts. So it's easily 2,000 podcasts under the belt. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. It's all right. Am I rich from it? No. Am I famous from it? No. Did I make some friends from it? No. Have I made some enemies from this podcast? Probably. I probably have. Do I really give a shit? No, not really. No, I don't give a shit. So we are celebrating the Elemental Podcast Patreon on Saturday. Now, I do have a listener. She's on Twitter. She goes by Bill's Polka. So I became acquainted with this lady through Bill's Mafia. If you're new to the podcast, thanks. I'm Stu. I always forget to do this. I'm Stu. I'm the host. I was a comedian for a long time, social worker for a longer time, and now I make a lot of mistakes. I'm originally from Buffalo, New York, and I got to know this lady through Twitter. And she puts out during the football season. She puts out these songs and videos for the Bills games and whatever opponent they're playing. And they're really good. I'm amazed at her talent. Like, first, at the creativity of making the song. And then all of the video stuff that goes into it. Now, I don't think she's in real life. I don't think she's a video editor or anything like that, a sound engineer or anything like that. I think she's like she's not a lawyer, but an assistant of some kind. I'm probably getting it wrong. That she's cursing my name right now. She's like, you stupid motherfucker. You motherfucker. No, I don't know why she sounds like that either, but there you go. So I'm just amazed at her talent. But she made a hype video for the Patreon. So I would like to play it now for you, if I could, please and thank you. Here we go. It's to the tune of the Village People's YMCA. All right? You'll get it in a minute. She's very clever. All right, here we go. Now you didn't see it. You guys can go watch the video. There's a link to it on the Twitter page and the Facebook page. But in the video, she's like, "Oh, he's putting up the numbers," and there's a guy with like a number clicker thing, and then she stopped at number 69. 69 dudes. I have a tendency to say fuck you and fuck your mom. I say it a lot. It's very funny. I drive a lot. Today was like an 11-hour day. I'm in a fucking truck all day.
Hey, listen to this bucket, you fuck. Especially if you love the bills. If you say, I don't think he's for me, I say, hey now. You can listen for free to so many.
What? Oh, 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 oh. I'm not a cunt. Thousands more to go. So, if you can do me a solid, go like her on Twitter. That's Bill's Polka, if you're on the Twitter. And then she is also on the YouTubes. She's on the fucking YouTubes. So you can go follow her on YouTubes as well, Bill's Polka. Polka, polka, polka for everybody. So please do that. It was super nice of her to do that. I don't know how she does it, but she does it. She's the greatest of all time. What? Say, dog, why are you crying? Stop being a bitch. I just said you weren't a bitch. Now you're being a bitch. Dear God, what was that? The show is for free. It's from 7 to 9. Doors open at 6:30. Come on out. Should be a good time. And we're doing a silent auction. There's going to be all sorts of goodies. And all the proceeds will go towards Fig and Friends, a animal rescue organization here in Grand Rapids. So the woman that got us the room... this is a charity that she volunteers for. There you go. Hey, Sadie. You doing all right, baby? There. Hold on. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm trying to help out my old dog. She did not shit in my house today. She did not piss in my house today. I'm considering today a success. Of course, the day is not over. There's still some time for her to shit in the house. Sadie, are you going to shit in my house? She's like, yeah, probably. Maybe not today, but definitely at some point I will. Where you? No, don't run away. Oh, my God. Are you coming over here? Why are you coming over here? Stay by your sister. I don't need you here. All right. So there we go. There'll be, I'll have free stickers to, take what you want. I'll have some Dippin' Dots. I'll probably have some licorice. Some licorice. Oh my God, I'm going to the free podcast just because there's licorice. cherry licorice. Fucking hell. All right. If you are new to the podcast, again, thank you for listening. Please consider coming out to the live podcast. Just so you guys know, it is clearly adult language will be said. Now, the Elemental Podcast is for the children, but the podcast itself is adult oriented. I will say bad words, and I'll probably talk about bad things. Matt Harper will be there. Graham Van Boccarino will be there. It's going to be a great time. Going to be a great time. All right, so if you're new to the podcast, I deliver Dippin' Dot ice cream. That's the gig, that's the job, and all over the state of Michigan. And today I had to drive to the Detroit area. I had to go to Utica, Michigan. What a shithole. Actually, Utica's fine. They got a baseball diamond there. Jimmy John's baseball stadium. It's all right. The gas station, unfortunately, is at a incredibly busy fucking corner intersection, and it just took me forever to get into it. Ugh. But I did it. Then I had to go to Brother Rice. Then I had to go to this sister school, Marion, Maid Marion. And then I had to go deliver two new freezers to this gymnastic arena. They had a place in Ann Arbor, and fuck it, Arbor, and another one in Westland. So it was just, it was a busy day, lots of driving. Coming back, it is construction season on the highway, so I got stuck in construction, which is fine. It is what it is. But it just, it makes a long day longer. And there's not a whole lot I can do about it. There's not a lot of shortcuts. But I've told people, too, because there's a lot of construction happening here in Grand Rapids, and people are pissed because one of the highways is closed off. And they're like, yeah, a trip that would normally take me like 10 minutes took me like an hour. And I told them, I said, that's why I use my GPS. Even if I know where I'm going, like when I leave work to come home, I use the GPS because I'm going down the highway and there's always fucking construction or traffic jams or whatever. It's, trust me, it saved me a lot of aggravation just by doing it. Is it dumb as shit? Yeah, absolutely. It's dumb as shit, but fuck, it's worked out to my benefit. But so on the way back, I had to stop in Howell, Michigan, the KKK capital of Michigan. I had to stop and get gas. And, before I get into that, I had to meet up with the old man who I work with, the old man. He didn't have some flavors of dots in his van. He's like, hey, can you meet up with me here? And I was like, okay. So I met up with him and I gave him the stuff. Now, he was doing a bunch of things, but then he, one of the things that he's doing is he was going to this gas station in Dearborn, which is normally on a route that I do, but I've gone to that gas station three times, and every time the guy has called to complain about me, which I'm just like, I don't know what is going on here. Do I ever get called by other people? Not that I'm aware of. I mean, it's possible. My boss is usually pretty good telling me when someone complains about me, and normally I know, like, yeah, this guy's going to call and complain, whatever. But I'm like, like when I'm batting 1,000, I'm like, what is happening here? This is insane. So he's now just sending Curtis, the old man, which I find incredibly funny because old man is also incredibly racist. And the guy who owns this gas station is Middle Eastern. I don't know exactly what nationality he is, but he's from the Middle East. And he loves to call everybody brother. Even in like text or email, when he's texting my boss, he calls him brother. He's like, hey, brother, I need some ice cream. I'm like, are you the fucking Middle Eastern Hulk Hogan? Like, the fuck is wrong with you? Calls everybody brother. And that it has irked Curtis to the nth degree, because Curtis said, the next time he calls me brother, I'm going to call him, and then you can insert whatever appropriate or inappropriate racial slur for a Middle Easterner that you can think of. And that's what he said. And I'm always like, why do these people think that it's okay for them to say this shit around me? What fucking vibe do I give off that people think they can just say racist shit? Is it just because I'm a middle-aged white guy? And all middle-aged white guys are racist. Now, I know, like, if you were an African-American woman, I would be okay with you thinking that. But if you are another white dude, you can't go around assuming all other white dudes are racist. I suppose it's my own fault, because Curtis has been doing this for a long time, and I've never confronted him on it. And I suppose I should have, but like, what do you say? Hey, listen, boomer, I know you grew up in a time where racism was cool, but maybe you tone it down a scooch. Fucking right. Whatever. So I don't care. So Curtis, I saw him today when we got back. We got back at the same time, but Curtis was like complaining about the guy. I'm like, yeah, of course. The dude's an asshole. The owner of the gas station's an asshole. And it's the problem that I always have is like they will call to complain about me, but who the fuck can I call to complain about them? I can't call them and go, hey, you were a dick. Oh, was I? I don't care. Click. All right, thanks. But I had to stop in Howell. Good old Howell, Michigan. I stopped at the gas station, and I'm pumping the gas. And I really wasn't paying attention, but all of a sudden, this guy starts yelling. This guy was in a huge fucking pickup truck. And he was hauling, like, he had a trailer that had, like, fucking golf carts on it or whatever, right? So it was this big thing. It was taking up a lot of space. And he was yelling at this kid at the pump because he said the kid stole the pump from him. And he was mad because apparently this big fucking honking truck he drives is a diesel only, so he can only go to the one pump. And he was all complaining about this guy. And he got out of his truck to like physically confront the guy. Now, at first I thought maybe he like knew him, because I'm like going, what am I watching here? Because this guy, he was older. He was probably my age. He was in his 50s. This guy, he was clearly like a biker wannabe kind of dude. You know, he had like the cut off sleeves, and he was wearing a bandana on his head, and he had like a Fu Manchu mustache, the handlebar mustache. And he was just kind of, he was big and gross. This guy never missed a meal. This guy loves eating hot dogs, right? His favorite holiday is the 4th of July, just because he can watch a fucking hot dog eating contest. That's his favorite holiday. And, so he's being all gruff and tough with this kid. Now, I couldn't see the kid because he was, like, on the other side of the gas pump, and I couldn't see him. But the guy just kept yelling at him, like, you're disrespectful, punk, and you weren't raised right, and da-da-da. You know, he's fucking getting in his face to the point where this guy at the pump next to me, he was a passenger in the car. He got out of the car, and he's like, talking to the dude to try to talk him off the ledge, and he's like, it's all right, man, you know, there's no point in fucking getting angry about this, you know. He's like, you don't need to get in a fight, because I thought maybe for a second this dude was gonna swing on the young kid, and I'm like going, am I gonna have to go over there and deal with some shit? Like, I don't want to go over there and deal with some shit. So I'm watching the shit unfold. But then, like, the guy behind me was kind of taking the lead on it. I'm like, have at it, man. You can lead this shit all goddamn day. You can do conflict resolution all you want at the goddamn fucking Speedway and Howell. I don't give a fuck. But the kid, eventually, he drove off, and then the guy, like, got in his truck, and he pulled up so he could get the gas. And he was all complaining, I've been sitting here 10 minutes, da-da-da-da-da. And I wanted to be like, ugh, man, come on. Like, I don't think the kid knew. Like, I did not watch. Maybe the kid did cut in front of him. But, like, what are you going to fucking do? Right? People are assholes. You got to learn to deal with assholes. But you getting out of your truck and doing what you did, you became the bigger asshole, in my eyes at least. You became the bigger asshole. It's always that thing of, like, the second guy is the one that gets caught. Because, again, yeah, I didn't see the kid, like, cut in front. Maybe he did. I didn't see it, but I saw you fucking yelling at him, acting like a lunatic, and you're goddamn fucking stereotyping him. Now, you know, I'm not going to say that young kids aren't lazy as fuck. I fucking work with them as lazy as fuck. But I'm like, what's going on here, brother? Why are you acting like a fucking lunatic? I can easily stereotype you just by looking at you going, oh, you're a racist piece of shit. You're in a fucking biker gang, and you fucking sell meth, and you fucking traffic ladies. Eat shit, dude, right? Stop being a dumb dick. It's a fucking gas station. Sorry that you had to wait 10 minutes. Fuck, not the end of the world, you asshole. It was such a nice day, too, right? It was like easily in the lower to mid-60s the entire day. It was so fucking nice. It makes me feel better. Me! It makes me feel better. It takes a lot to make me feel better, but I felt fucking better, so. Woo! It was a good day. It was a good day. Good day. So I get back, right? And I get back at the same time as the old man, right? We get back to the warehouse. And my boss is like, help him fill his freezer. And I'm like, all right, man. And I told my boss, I said, old man is kind of like the kid from A Christmas Story helping his dad change the tire, all right? Basically, the dad could have done a better job if the kid wasn't there. That's how I feel like. Because the old man Curtis, he means well. He's just slow as fuck. He's slow as fuck. So I get back, we're talking to him, and he's just complaining about fucking everything at work. Why doesn't da-da-da-da-da? Why blah-blah-blah-blah-blah? I'm like, I don't know, man. You've been here a long time, too. You've been here like 5 years or whatever. I've been here a long fucking time as well. This is how shit goes, man. And they're buying all sorts of new toys. They're not hiring anybody. We don't have any money to hire anybody because we're buying all this shit. It's insane. Whatever. I know what I'm doing tomorrow. It'll be fine. Fuck. Cares, right? You get through it. You get fucking through it. Yeah, all right. Apparently, the solar eclipse happened the other day on Monday. Hopefully, you guys watched it. I know I talked about it. I didn't get to see it. But a lot of people got those glasses. Where the fuck? Again, I don't know where you fucking people got these glasses. Where'd you get them? I never saw them in stores or nothing. Were they in stores? Did I have to get them online? Like, what the fuck? But you don't necessarily need to throw them away or whatever, right? Like, I know a lot of you probably, like, keep them as, like, a souvenir that you'll pass down to your grandkid. Ah, I saw the fucking great eclipse of 2024. It was the fucking greatest goddamn eclipse I ever did see. Of course, it was the only eclipse that I ever did fucking see. But I got me these goddamn fucking paper glasses. To celebrate, commemorate the fucking greatest eclipse that ever did done seen. It only would have been greater if goddamn Trump had been president of the United States. The election was stolen from him, but that's a story for another time. So if you don't want to keep them, don't toss them. You can donate these glasses. How weird is that? There's a place called Eclipse Glasses USA. It says here it's a retailer of eclipse glasses approved by the American Astronomical Society. They're collecting used but undamaged glasses to send to schools in Chile and Argentina that will be within the path where the October 2020 Quattro annual eclipse occurs. And then Astronomers Without Borders. What? Astronomers Without Borders? A nonprofit organization that collected more than 2 million glasses after the 2017 total solar eclipse and redistributed hundreds of thousands of pairs before the 2024 eclipse has a growing list of drop-off locations. So if you go to Astronomers Without Borders, well, I'm pulling up the website here. Yeah, it's just astronomerswithoutborders.org. Or you can go to eclipse23.com and you can find out where you can donate your glasses. I'm a big fan of recycling or repurposing if you can. Like, we get lots of styrofoam at work, so I'm always trying to find people who could use it. And apparently the other day, because I work for the baseball team in town, single-A baseball. They had their first game yesterday, apparently. They've been coming over to use our dumpster, right? They're throwing out shit. And I find it funny because, hey, you dumb fucks, you've had all this fucking time. Why are you coming over now? You've had essentially from September through all the way through March, and now you guys are fucking purging shit. Why were you guys purging shit before, you dumb dicks? Because our fucking dumpster's been full for the last several days because these assholes keep coming over. But they're throwing out, like, promotional shit, like shirts and apparently, like, fanny packs. And I saw, like, very generic lightsaber type things. And I'm like, why aren't you dumb dicks taking that shit to, like, Goodwill or whatever? Somebody would fucking use this shit. Stop throwing shit away. Fuck. Am I the weirdo for saying that? Yeah, but I don't give a fuck. Recycle this shit, you dumb bitches. I keep finding weird shit. A Michigan woman was tortured in fucking Pennsylvania and buried. Dear God, why did I find that thing? A 3-year-old girl was killed during a family exorcism in California. Fucking, what's wrong with me? All right. One of the athletes that I hate is Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, huge piece of shit. Huge piece of shit. Don't like Antonio Brown. He can suck my dick. And he's just fucking crazy. He's crazy on social media. He's just posting dumb shit. And I don't know why anybody pays attention to this guy. Clearly, this guy is suffering from CTE or something, right? He's taking one too many hits to the head, and this guy's got mush brain, right? He's pretty fucking, he's dumb. And when guys take shots to the brain, it's always weird. When guys take shots to the brain, they never get, like, nicer. They never get, like, smarter, right? They're never doing, like, good things. They just turn into fucking cunts. And that's what happened to Antonio Brown. He turned into a fucking cunt. Now, he might have been a cunt all the time anyway, but... So, apparently, though, he's on Twitter, and he cracked a joke at singer Lizzo, who apparently Lizzo... I don't know Lizzo. I honestly don't know if I know any of her songs. Apparently, she's a very popular lady, but again, other than her being, like, big, like she's a little heavier, I really don't know anything about her. And the only reason why I know that she's bigger is because a lot of people crack jokes about it. And apparently it got to the point where she made a Instagram post about how she was quitting. She was quitting. She took to Instagram to speak out about being body shamed and spoken negatively of, ending her post with the caption, "I quit," leading people to speculate that she meant she was quitting the music industry. She's a sneaky, sneaky, tricky, because she clarified she meant she's quitting, giving any negative energy attention, which, yeah, whatever. But apparently Antonio Brown made a post about her, and he goes, "Lizzo spotted on Clearwater Beach when there was, like, a baby whale of some kind that had beached itself down there in Clearwater." And so he was implying that Lizzo was this fucking whale. And Lizzo's just like, I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. All I want is to make music and make people happy and help the world be a little better than how I found it. I'm like, well, great. Good. You should. Stop dealing with fucking cunts. But unfortunately for Lizzo, there are these instances of former dancers filing lawsuits against her for saying she created a hostile environment. A former wardrobe designer who worked briefly with Lizzo filed a lawsuit against her as well for a hostile work environment. I don't know what's true or not. I don't know the lady. I don't listen to her music. I don't fucking know. But I do kind of find it weird when people are just going to take shots at somebody without really knowing them like that. Like, Antonio Brown doesn't know Lizzo. And as a comedian, I'll tell you, it's a cheap shot, right? If you're going after somebody's weight, that's an easy shot that anybody could fucking do. Be a little more goddamn creative. If you're going to fucking take a shot at Lizzo, be fucking more creative with it. Anybody can do it. But not like Antonio Brown saying, I'm a comedian. Like, he could never do 1,000 Patreon episodes. He would never fucking do it. He'd give up after, like, three. I'd give Antonio Brown three chances to do a podcast. And then he'd be like, fuck this shit. I got to do cocaine. Because I'm sure that motherfucker does a lot of motherfucking cocaine. I'm sure he does. He's a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit. All right. Apparently, you guys, I did not know this. I don't belong to any of those warehouse style type grocery stores like Sam's Club and Costco and all that shit. But apparently at Costco, did you guys know that you can buy gold? You can buy gold at Costco. Now, I know you can get hot dogs for incredibly cheap, but apparently you can also buy gold there. Costco has struck gold by selling its 1 ounce bullion bars. They're making $200 million a month off of these fucking gold bars. So it goes, our work suggests that there has been a significant interest given Costco's aggressive pricing and high level of customer trust, Edward Kelly, an equity analysis at Wells Fargo said. How fucking weird is that? People are going to go to Costco and get it. Now, I know it's because people get like, there's always conspiracy shit and they're like prepping shit. Oh my God, the fucking economy is going to go to shit. There's going to be a civil war or whatever. Oh my God, and the only thing that's going to have any value is gold. Well, let me tell you this. Gold ain't worth shit. Right? If everything goes to shit, why would anyone give a fuck about gold? Now, maybe I'm too damn stupid, but I ain't going to give you fucking anything for gold. If I want something, it would be like a commodity that I could actually fucking use for something. Costco doesn't disclose its price for the nearly pure 24-karat gold bars to non-members. It's estimated that the wholesaler tacks on a 2% charge above the spot price, which as of Wednesday morning was around $2,340 an ounce. Is that good? I don't fucking know. The price of gold has soared 13% this year as investors seek a safe haven from inflation that has remained stubbornly high despite the Federal Reserve raising interest rates to a 22-year high. Do any of you guys have any gold? Are any of you guys giving a shit about gold? Where do you put it? Do you just put it in the bank? Because, again, I'm going to say this, too. If everything goes to fuck, what good is a bank? You know fucking people at Chase Bank, they're just going to be rifling through your security box, right? They'll be like, well, everything's gone to hell in a handbasket. Let's crack open these fucking safes and take this shit. There's no laws anymore. There's a movie coming out, I think maybe this weekend, called Civil War. It's got the dude from Breaking Bad, the fucking the guy who I affectionately called retarded Matt Damon. He's in it. And apparently it looks like America's gone to civil war and everything's gone to hell in a handbasket. And that movie is totally up my alley. I love movies like that. The Purge, oh, fuck, I live for that shit. I wish they would put out a new Purge every fucking summer. I would be there first person in line. I love this shit. But do I think shit like that's going to happen in reality? No, I don't. I don't. Because, first off, world government's not going to allow that shit to happen. And the second off, I think as human beings, we're not going to allow it to happen. I'm not going to go around fucking pillaging and committing crimes or whatever because the world's going to hell. I don't know. I'd like to think I still have a moral compass of some kind. I don't necessarily need fucking laws to tell me. Right, I don't need a law to tell me that I can't go to my neighbor's house and burn it down, even though I think about it. I've been having some problems with my one neighbor lately. But I'm not going to fucking commit a crime. Shit. Get your act together, everybody. Get your fucking act together. All right, speaking of getting your act together, I'm done. This act is together. I'm done. If you guys can do me a solid, this technically would be the Patreon. So if you could consider subscribing to the Patreon, that would be great. The Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, it's a paywall. And for $5 a month, you get more, right? You get 5 episodes. I try to. It doesn't happen every week. But I try to podcast every day of the week. So you get 2 freebies and then 5 Patreon. So you're getting approximately 20 extra episodes for $5. So what is that? It's like 25 cents. Is that it? 25 cents a podcast. That's okay. That's all right. It's not going to break your bank. So consider subscribing. P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Search Elemental Podcast. You'll find it. Just do 1 month. And then if you like it, stick around. If you don't like it, leave. And you can kind of come and go. There are several people who kind of come and go. They listen. They stop. They come back. Great. I don't know what's going on in their life, but there you go. If you could rate, review, subscribe on the freebie, that would be sweet. Helps my analytics. If you could like the Facebook page, like the Twitter page, that's where you can hear the hype song for the live show on the Facebook and the Twitter page, Elemental Podcast. That would be great. And you can see and hear the clips of the day. Listener Jason sends me a little clip. I post it, and there you go. I got nothing to do with it. So if you guys can do that, that would be awesome. And then if you guys can do the 7 things, you probably know what they are. But if you don't, if you're new, check out Matt Harper Art on TikTok and Instagram. He's not currently selling any art, but he does have a comedy show coming up on May 4th in Hastings, Michigan at the Waldorf. Comedians Michael Jeter and Tim Locke are going to be doing their thing. So I definitely think you should check them out. Matt Harper Art, TikTok, Instagram. Check out Bear Boards and Tables over on Instagram. Mark's got a store on Macari. You'll find a link. He makes a lot of cool things out of wood. And he actually has donated some items for the silent auction. So I'm looking forward to that. They should be arriving on Friday. I'm looking forward to it. So go check him out, Bear Like a Grizzly, Bear Boards and Tables on Instagram, and then you'll find a link to his Macari store. Buy something from Mark. On Facebook, we got Extra Levels Gaming, a video game store in Holt, Michigan. They sell old games, new games, games for any kind of system, any kind of system. I'm not a gamer, but maybe you are, maybe you know a gamer. That would be a good place for you to go check out games. So go do that, please. Extra Levels Gaming on Facebook. West Michigan Trading Cards and Sports Memorabilia. That's a place where you can buy sports cards, sell sports cards, trade sports cards, show off sports cards, anything you'd want. You don't need to live in West Michigan to be a part of the group. All you need to do is answer the 4 questions because it's a group and not a page. Answer the 4 questions. It's to kind of keep out bots and scammers and spammers and whatever. Answer the 4 questions. And then you're in. West Michigan Trading Cards, Sports Memorabilia. Check out Magic JBM. That's my buddy John Midgley. He is a magician, and he loves it. And he's good at it. So if you like magic, and you should, go check out his page, Magic JBM. Then we got Adam and Stephanie House. They should be coming to the live podcast. They're going to eat some coleslaw with me. We might do a little coleslaw taste test. I might make some weird coleslaw. We'll see. I might make some coleslaw out of barbecue sauce. We'll see how it goes. But if you could go like their page, the Sunday Slaw, that'd be great. They eat a lot of coleslaw. They Facebook Live video themselves eating it. And then they tell you if it's good or not. So do that. And then they also do a podcast called the Forced Entry Podcast. They talk about very relatable things. Marriage, being a parent, employment, gambling addiction, sex addiction. Heroin addiction, all sorts of good stuff that we all can relate to. Check them out. The Forced Entry Podcast episodes drop on Tuesday on Spotify, so do that. Adam actually was talking with me about dating. He's asking me questions. He was talking about speed dating, so I looked into it. Speed dating still is a thing around here. It's kind of weird. But he was telling me today that he had coffee or lunch with a buddy of his, and the buddy has signed off on it. He's signed off on dating. Now, Adam is in his 40s, so I'm going to assume that his buddy is also probably in his 40s. And I'm disheartened to hear that somebody just, like, gave up, right? Like, apparently this guy was married before, and the marriage did not end well, as a lot of marriages don't end well. But it doesn't mean that every lady out there is going to be a psycho like your ex, right? You got to treat every person as like a new person, right? They're female, but that doesn't mean they're going to be fucking nuts like your ex-wife. But I think it's easy for people just to give up. So I don't want to give up, but I probably should. But, okay, everybody, that's it. I'm done. I will see you tomorrow for another freebie. All right, that's it. We'll see you guys. Have a good day. Take care. Bye.